SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
12 more people have been repatriated to Australia from Gaza, landing on a commercial flight in Sydney on Sunday. A family of four landed earlier in Adelaide and a family of three in Melbourne on Saturday. For this returning couple, it brings an end to a very scary few weeks.
It's been 3 weeks for us. We're living a nightmare. We cannot work, we cannot eat, we cannot just this. Thanks for the Australian government and the Foreign Affairs for helping us, and also for some of the MPs here in the Parliament. They stood behind us for negotiation with Israel, Egypt and everybody. So it's much, much appreciated.
The 19 people who have returned so far are among 25 who fled into Egypt from Gaza last week after being allowed through the Rafah crossing. The federal government says it is still helping 67 people, including Australian citizens, permanent residents and family members who remain in the besieged territory. This comes as Hamas's health ministry says the death toll is more than 9,700, including more than 4,000 children, after nearly a month of Israeli bombings following Hamas's October 7 attacks on southern Israel, which Israel says killed more than 1,400 people, mainly civilians. The returnees, who have witnessed firsthand the situation in Gaza, say they hope the Australian government will listen to their message that a ceasefire is desperately needed.
We hope the ceasefire on Gaza will happen soon, because we just got sick of everybody's dying for no reason. People losing kids, people losing their homes, people are suffering.
But former Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who is visiting Israel in what he describes as a demonstration of solidarity alongside former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, says he does not support a ceasefire.
And in terms of a pause, in our discussions today, there is a willingness to ensure that there's humanitarian support. But do you provide a pause and a ceasefire to allow Hamas to regroup, to get themselves in a position to resist even further? I mean, this is the play from Hamas, and we've got to be careful not to be suckered into it.
In the face of tens of thousands turning up to pro-Palestinian protests in their respective countries, both former leaders have defended the Israeli Defense Force's air and ground offensives in Gaza, which the United Nations says have led to 1.5 million people being internally displaced. The World Food Programme has called for urgent safe passage for more aid to reach Gaza, with as little as 5 days' worth of food left in the region. Amid growing international pressure for a humanitarian ceasefire, ruled out by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu unless all of the more than 240 hostages held by Hamas are released, Israel has continued to bomb Gaza. IDF Chief Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari also confirmed that an ongoing ground offensive has succeeded in encircling Gaza City, dividing the territory in two.
Today, IDF forces led by the Golani Elite Unit surrounded Gaza City. They reached the seashore in the southern part of the city, and they surrounded it. Today, there is North Gaza and South Gaza. They reached the coastline. They hold this line.
Mr. Hagari refused to give any details on a reported deadly Israeli drone strike on a village in southern Lebanon, which Hezbollah says has killed three children and their grandmother, but says Israel continued to attack Lebanese targets on the basis of its intelligence. The strike has left United States Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on a tour of Middle Eastern countries including Jordan, Iraq and Turkey, struggling to contain a crisis that threatens to spill over into the wider region. Mr. Blinken also made a surprise visit on Sunday to the West Bank, where more than 140 people have been killed in violence and Israeli raids, rejecting Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's calls for a ceasefire. He says a ceasefire would aid Hamas, but believes the Palestinian Authority should play a key role in the future of the region.
If you project forward to the future, what we all agree is that in defining that future, in shaping that future for Gaza, for the West Bank, and ultimately for a Palestinian state. Palestinian voices have to be at the center of that. The Palestinian Authority is the representative of those voices, so it's important that it play a leading role.
Mr. Blinken, whose unannounced visit to Iraq saw people take to the streets of Baghdad in protest, has since arrived in Turkey, hours after pro-Palestinian demonstrators tried to storm an airbase in Ankara that houses US troops. Penry Buckley, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.